Is 2 days of evidence at the COVID inquiry with an apology. He was briefly interrupted by someone who lost a family member to the disease. Mr. Johnson admitted, inevitably, we got some things wrong.
I think we were doing our best at the time, given what we knew, given the information I had available to me at the time. I think we did our level best. Were there things that we should have done differently? Unquestionably.
The government has stopped short of introducing a Hillsborough law as it finally responds to a report published 6 years ago. Former Bishop of Liverpool, James Jones, set out recommendations following inquests into the deaths of fans at an FA Cup semi-final in 1989. Ministers have backed a charter aimed at putting public interest before bodies' reputation. Here's the Justice Secretary, Alex Chalk.
We want this charter to become part of the culture of what it means to be a public servant in Britain. So the Deputy Prime Minister will be writing to all departments to ensure that everyone who works in government is aware of the Hillsborough Charter and what it means for the way that they work.
The UK has announced dozens of new sanctions against individuals and groups it believes are involved in helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. 46 additions include those operating in China, Serbia and Uzbekistan. Hospitals in southern Gaza say they've run out of floor space to treat people after beds were filled up long ago during the conflict. Israel says its forces are in the heart of the city of Khan Yunis to fight Hamas. The competition watchdog has found Morrisons and Marks & Spencer used unlawful land agreements to stop rival shops opening nearby. It's discovered 65 breaches between the two supermarkets. And Taylor Swift has been named Time Person of the Year in the past few minutes. The singer spent most of her 2023 on her Eras tour. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A lovely day in Brentwood at the moment. Beautiful sunshine and it's going to stay that way throughout the afternoon. A maximum temperature of 5 degrees. And then tonight we might get some fog coming back and it's going to be a cold night with a minimum temperature of -2.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yes, a very good afternoon to you. 3 minutes past one on the first Wednesday in December. Christmas is coming and it's Bob Simpson with 1-2-3. Big thank you to Michelle and her guest, George Bone, and Martin, of course. Great sounds. I think I'm going to play that track a bit later on, George Bone's Valencia.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, that's me for the next couple of hours. And as it's Christmas party season, I'm going to play you this one that has just become number one in America. Can you believe it?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe home where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Yeah, 6th of December, we'll be playing a few Christmas songs on the show today. And, of course, that was Brenda Lee. Now, she's smashed a series of American chart records as a perennial festive favourite, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, which was first released in 1958, has finally reached number one in America on the Hot 100. The song was recorded when Brenda Lee was just 13, and initially it was a flop, but it rose to the US Top 20 in 1960 after her career had taken off and earned her back-to-back number one singles earlier that year. And it found a new audience with a high-profile placement in the film Home Alone. But Rocking Around the Christmas Tree lay dormant in the charts until 2014, when its popularity on streaming services helped it return. It's charted in America every year since and spent 9 weeks at number two over the holiday season, but is now number one. Well, well done. 65 years later. Later in the show, as I mentioned to Michelle, I'm going to be chatting to Daphne. Now, Daphne actually takes centre stage for part of the show today, and it's well worth listening to, so stay tuned for that. Here's another sort of party song, although not Christmassy. It's the Steve Miller Band.
Heat up like a burning flame, burning flame, full of immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe, to be fair.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Broken my heart. Don't get it
It is 2023, isn't it? Brenda Lee, top of the American charts. And the Rolling Stones in the album charts. Still sounding good, though. That's the Rolling Stones and Mess It Up. All right, I'll try not to.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, we've got some two-way temporary traffic lights on Rayleigh Road just after Shenfield Station, and that's causing a few delays there. Wilson's Corner is looking busy as usual, particularly in Ongar Road. There's a long queue of traffic to get to Wilson's Corner on Ongar Road, some of it stationary. And then over in Billericay, not quite sure what's happening there, but there's an extraordinary amount of traffic on the High Street, and a lot of it is stationary. I guess it's people out doing shopping for Christmas and what have you. There doesn't seem to be any specific incident there. But pleased to say that's all that's going on at the moment. It's Bob Simpson on 123 on Phoenix FM. Now, the song for Daphne this week takes a very different form. As we're coming up to Christmas, I thought I'd chat to Daphne about her life in our local area from the 1930s to the present. We're going to hear part one of that chat today, along with her one of her favourite Christmas songs. You can hear parts two and three of this in the coming weeks leading up to Christmas. So part one is coming up very soon after this song from Emma Bunton. What took you so long?
Baby, I believe in honesty, a man is strong.
Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and regular listeners to this programme will know that every week I play a song for Daphne. Well, we're about to find out all about Daphne because I'm honoured to have been invited into Daphne's front room, and we're going to talk about Daphne, her life, times past and Christmases and all that kind of thing. That's right, isn't it, Daphne?
If we can get that far, yes.
Yes, we will. How are you?
All right.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Now, you've lived in and around Billericay, Brentwood all of your life, really, haven't you? Apart from one little spell outside, I think?
One or two little spells outside. I was born in Southend.
Okay.
Southend Hospital. And soon after that, we moved to Hutton, Alpha Road. And soon after that, we moved to Mount Nessing, which was Rosemary Cottages. One cottage was Rose and one was Mary, but that's how they were spoken about.
Right.
Right opposite the windmill.
Okay.
The road to the windmill. And when I was 4 years and probably 11 months, we then moved to Shenfield. And I stayed in Shenfield with my parents until I was 23.
Right.
And that was in 1958 when I got married. I can remember several different bits and pieces. I can remember playing in different gardens, but I can't actually specify whether it was Mount Nessing or whether it was Shenfield.
Okay. And you're currently living in Billericay, so you're very much a local girl, aren't you?
Yes, I've lived here for 65 years.
In Billericay, yeah.
In Billericay, yeah. When I got married, we lived with my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And fortunately we got on well and we were with her for 8 years.
Right. Well, let's talk about your childhood to start with, because you must have been growing up during wartime, the Second World War, is that right?
Oh yeah, not half.
Yeah. So what are your memories of life in the local area during the war as a child?
When the war was... when the air raid siren went, because having moved to Shenfield at that age, when I was five, the Easter, I started school.
Yeah.
Shenfield St Mary's. And if there was an air raid and it wasn't lunchtime, we got sent home.
Oh.
The thing is, parents don't know. Well, as it happens, I travelled backwards and forwards on my own anyway. But we had, coming the way from school, we had to cross a major road. But, of course, they were nothing like they are now.
Right.
And it was the old A12.
Okay.
One particular day I was coming home and I'm looking up at the sky. And there's a couple of aeroplanes chasing one another. I didn't know because I wasn't old enough to understand. But it was one of ours and one of theirs. And our one was having a go at the one, at the Jerry one.
Right.
I suppose it was ignorance.
Mm.
I wasn't scared.
Okay.
And I went, crossed another big road to get to Priest Lane, to get home. And as I'm walking up Priest Lane, there's a woman came to her door and she called me. And she said, You can't go home in... Oh, no, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. She said, you can't be wandering about in this, you know.
Mm.
You better come in and stop for a little while. Well, just imagine what would happen these days
if people
ask you to do that.
Yeah.
But I went in, and as soon as it was fairly decent to go, you know, I said, well, Mum will be wondering where I am, you know. And, I mean, she'd given me a drink and... And it was lovely. They, you know, it was really as if I'd known them all my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Got no fear of anybody. And they were good. I went home and everything was okay at home. Another time when I came home, the same sort of journey, but there was a house before that one.
Mm-hmm.
The woman came out. And I went, she asked me in as well. And when I left, she said, you've been very quiet. I thought, yeah, well, I don't know what to talk about.
You're a bit overwhelmed, yeah.
But she gave me a present when I left.
Oh.
And it was a huge, great duck egg.
Oh, wow.
And you didn't see many of those in those. I didn't see anything of it after it got home, I might tell you.
That disappeared, did it? Yeah.
But, you know, it was the kindness of people who don't know, seeing a kid floating about.
Yeah.
Not understanding, basically, what's going on.
Yeah.
And the people around there then, they were all... You spoke to everybody.
Yeah.
Now hardly anybody speaks to.
Mm.
But I can remember distinctly one day, where we lived in Shenfield, there was nothing beyond us but two allotments on our side of the road.
Right.
And it went down the other side of the road with four houses, and as you look straight down you could see Shenfield station from our back, our house, the door at the side of the house.
Okay.
And that was where my dad was working at. Well, he worked at the South End and then Shenfield. And one particular night, we went out onto the back doorstep and we were looking. Well, he took me to look, and there were lots of pretty white flares coming down all along the railway line.
Oh.
Well, again, I wasn't frightened. I hadn't got a clue. But it was a Jerry plane up there marking a line for a bombing attack somewhere, and I don't know, it wasn't Shenfield Station, that was sure.
Okay.
But they had to follow the railway lines.
Okay. Yeah.
So they lit up the railway lines, and I can remember standing there holding Dad's hand and telling him how pretty they looked.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't enlighten me, fortunately.
No. What about bomb damage locally around you? Was there anything like that?
Well, we had a doodlebug come down middle of the night one particular time, and it was more or less halfway between Shenfield Station and where we lived.
Right.
But it was across the other side of the road to Shenfield Station. If I came with you or you came with me, I could show you whereabouts it was. It's all houses now, but there was nothing down there, and it brought all our ceilings down.
Oh, dear.
All the windows out.
Oh.
And quite a lot of other damage, because it was a clear aftershock.
Okay.
I don't know how to put it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was where the bomb had come, doodlebug had come down and exploded. We'd got a clear shot from our house right the way across, because there weren't any houses much in Friars Avenue at the time.
Mm.
It was the only time I knew my dad to sound as if he panicked, because
right.
My grandparents were staying with us, and it was my mum's parents. Nana turned, called down and said, "I'm coming down," and my father shot from one room to the bottom of the stairs. "Don't come down. Stay where you are. Don't move."
Right.
The landing is full of glass. Well, she walks about, or she used to, sorry, with nothing on her feet.
Right. So she used to walk bare feet indoors.
She used to. Yeah. She couldn't get to shops to get things for herself to fit properly, and you couldn't get stuff like you can now.
No, of course not. At wartime, was it? Yeah.
There wasn't a lot about, but you certainly couldn't phone and ask for a delivery sort of thing.
No.
So she'd go about that way. Well, I didn't know my dad cared that much for my grandmother. But, you know, it showed the way he moved and yelled at her not to come down. As the stairs went up to a small landing and then turned and went up another three stairs, you know,
right.
So...
Well, I wouldn't blame him for being scared, really. The blooming great doodlebug coming down. It must have been pretty close to your house as well.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very far away.
Yeah.
But blimey. We were fortunate, because I had I had a young brother at the time. He was about 3 months old.
Mm.
I was, what, about nine? No. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
Mm.
I'll work it out and tell you another time.
All right, that's fine.
And Mum and Dad and I slept in the same room with Malcolm, my brother,
yeah,
in his cot. But that night, we were sleeping in the sitting room downstairs.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have had the brother if we hadn't have been, because his cot was absolutely packed with ceiling rubbish, where the ceiling had come down up there. And I don't think he, you know, from what I saw and remember of it, I don't think he could have lived through that.
No.
But he was in his pram downstairs.
Yeah, very lucky, yeah. So all this devastation, how was it cleared up and repaired, and how long did it take? Do you know? Can you remember?
Well, I don't remember any of it ever. I don't remember it being done.
Right. Hmm.
But all of a sudden we got windows in, and probably about the same day. It was rented accommodation anyway.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The mess that everything it made in there, and the amount of posh houses that probably had a lot of the same sort of damage,
yeah,
I would have thought they would have got first dibs at the best people, you know. But
right.
How many others on our road were rented, I don't know, but I think a lot of them were.
Yeah.
But not all the same landlord, of course.
Okay, yeah. So what about wartime Christmases? What do you remember about those? I mean, what did you get for your Christmas dinner? Food was scarce then, wasn't it?
The bottom of our garden, right across the bottom of our garden, we had a chicken run.
Okay.
And in the chicken run, we also had two lots of rabbit hutches.
Okay.
And we didn't do too bad for that.
Sounds like it, yeah. Did you give them names?
Probably at the time, yes. And I was totally ignorant to the fact that one of these days one of our rabbits had disappeared and we had rabbit for dinner.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I did get a bit older, and it wasn't very old, I might tell you, Dad had one of the rabbits that was slaughtered, and he took the innards out and gave it to me and said, right, take the skin off.
Oh.
And I did.
Well done, yeah. What were your thoughts about that then?
All I was concentrating on is not hurting it, to be honest.
Oh, bless you.
But I was pulling the legs out as gently as I could, so it didn't get hurt. The things you can remember.
Yeah. And what about presents during the war? Did you get a PlayStation?
yeah, the front room.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good one, yeah.
But or the back garden.
What sort of treats did you get?
I know we always had a good Christmas dinner.
Right.
And we always had plenty of veg, but my dad's had an allotment then up beyond the end of our road, by the side of the railway lines.
Mm.
I could point it out to you if we had a train ride and show you where that was.
Yeah.
But it was not, you didn't expect it.
Mm.
You didn't expect a lot of things. You know, I didn't know how the other half lived, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But the fact that we'd got a full stomach and homemade Christmas cake and Christmas puddings and stuff, you know, that was good enough for me.
That was a treat in itself, yeah. So you didn't get a Christmas stocking or anything like that? Or?
I don't remember me having one, but when my two brothers were, well, Malcolm must have been five and Brian must have been three.
Yeah.
One Christmas, my dad's dad, he was not a very happy man.
Oh.
But he came to stay with us over Christmas, so he had my bedroom.
Okay.
So I was in a single bed and the two boys were in a double bed. Well, we had our own way of doing the... Oh, it was my idea, actually, doing the Christmas things for the boys. We'd give them each a different pillowcase.
Okay.
So that they could hang it at the end of the bed themselves.
Right.
And when they were asleep, I whipped that one away and put the identical one that was for Malcolm with his bits and pieces in.
Right.
His side of the bed, and same for Brian, the other side, and I had to tuck the other pillowcases out of the way. Otherwise, you try putting toys or something into a pillowcase children.
Yeah. Oh, you had it all worked out then, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. And, yeah, I was 12 or 13 then, I think.
You know. So you were the big sis, weren't you?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'd only just got to bed, it was about 2 in the morning, and all of a sudden there's Brian saying, "I wonder if he's been yet."
yeah.
And,
what about Christmas decorations? Did you put any decorations up?
Yeah, we had paper chains and things. We did decorate, and we always had a good tree. And I'll tell you what, I learnt one thing with my mum.
Right.
We didn't put all silly things on the tree. We had sweets on the tree.
Okay, yeah.
we used to get Mars bars and... Well, any sort of sweets that we could get as the boys got bigger, because once Brian was born in 1946, so from then on there wasn't a war anyway.
Right,
finished in 1945,
didn't
it? So we could get a few more things. Then we used to get a load of licorice comforts. Do you remember them?
No.
They're sugar-coated licorice.
Okay.
And they looked like a very tiny sausage.
Okay.
Well, we used to get a load of those and a load of dolly mixtures. I don't suppose you remember those either.
I remember dolly mixtures,
And you couldn't get cling film then.
No, of course not.
But you had cellophane paper that you could get. So I had the job of counting out the sweets to go in each of the papers and rolling it up and making it into, like, see-through crackers.
Yeah, oh, nice.
So they went on the tree, as well as all the chocolate stuff that we had that didn't take much looking after.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to stop you there for a minute, because we're going to have some music now. Now,
oh, are we? That's good.
Well, I've asked you to think about some of your favourite Christmas songs. Can you think of one you'd like to hear now?
I think probably, first of all, it would be Jingle Bells.
Oh, okay. By anyone in particular, or just...
If I had to name any of the artists for any of the songs I like, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
That is in your kit. In your
all court. Right. Well, you leave that to me. Let's hear Jingle Bells.
Right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse
Frank Sinatra's version of Jingle Bells, which ends that part of the chat with Daphne. If you'd like to hear more, tune in again same time next week for part two. And thank you, Daphne, for having me in your home and telling me all those fascinating stories about your childhood. Up after the break, it's Boston.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many styles and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip pop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might be. System. That's Curveballs every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that's Boston and More Than a Feeling. Now, if you were listening earlier to Michelle's show, you would have heard a guest, George Bone, performing live in the studio. That fella has a great future ahead of him. I love his song, and I'm going to play it now for you. It's called Valencia.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for you. Tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into gold from my blue. This time, between you in every square. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go, whoa, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You tell my skies into your gold for my blue. Turn my skies into your gold for my blue.
Fabulous song from George Bone, and what a nice fella too. I did bump into him on my way here, and lovely chap, and great music. Look him up on the internet, he's everywhere on social media, and try and support local artists like George. Now, it was really sad yesterday to hear that Denny Lane, the lead singer of the Moody Blues and a guitarist with Paul McCartney's band Wings, has died at the age of 79. His wife, Elizabeth, said he died after a long battle with lung disease. She said, I was at his side holding his hand as I played his favourite Christmas songs for him. Among other achievements, Lane sang on the Moody Blues multi-million selling Go Now and co-wrote the Wings hit Mull of Kintyre. So to take us up to the news now, a little tribute to Denny Lane with both of those songs, starting with Go Now.
We've already said I don't do
My desire is always to be on all of Kintyre. Far have I travelled, and much have I seen. Dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, my desire is always to be here on Mull of tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mull of Kintyre.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.